All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let me make sure we're recording. It's not anything you haven't seen. Okay, anyway, we're recording.
Sorry,
and this is a open mic.
Oh, you can redo the intro.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just redo the intro. Well, see, there's no... that's one thing I want to say, first and foremost. There's no rules when we do the fucking open mic. What is it? Grim Rants Live?
Right.
Yeah, Grim Rants Live, open mic stuff. There's no rules. It's not a formal interview. There's nothing like that. So if somebody gets annoying and you want to turn them off, you can do it. Okay? Because I know that there was a guy on one of the websites that I post this stuff on who got really upset with the guests. And before we even do the intro, I kind of want to talk about that. So anyway...
Right.
He said that one of the guests was contrarian, and yes, that's just how he is. And the other guest, he said all the guests had shitty microphones. And one of the things that really made him upset was that every time the one guy would have a point, the other guy would be a contrarian and start every sentence with no. That's how he is. I noticed that because I was listening to them. But an hour and 30 minutes after the show, let me start. The discussion continued an hour and 30 minutes after the show. I'd say about an hour and 30 minutes, maybe longer after I left. But I will say that, it might have been a bit much for you guys. And we usually don't have debates on this. We don't have debates much on the Grim open rant or the open mic. That's not something that we normally do. Go ahead.
Not even just that. He's been like that for days even after that because he was being annoying in another server. I don't know what his drunken spiel's about, but yeah.
I don't know either.
Really?
It's just getting tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been ranting and arguing people for like days now. I just tune him out at this point.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
But... I don't know what bug he's picked up this week, but it's kind of tiresome.
I don't know what, you know what, I think it started with the fact that he realized he can't save the West, and he's kind of upset about that.
Maybe.
You can't save people from shit they want to do.
I know.
Right.
I know, you're preaching to the choir here, man.
Yeah, suicidal people are hard to deal with for this very reason. If they want to kill themselves...
They're going to do
They're going to find...
Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, look. The guy that mentioned this... what was your name? Azerzeal. Yeah, man. First of all, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Like, that's not really our intention... We don't like firm debate. I'm not a big believer in firm debate. I like a good discussion, but I don't like, oh, no, blah, 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 blah. I was just playing the game. The game I'm playing right now is what I was playing the whole fucking time they debated. And I'm not saying that it never got interesting, because there were some parts where they did discuss some things that I found interesting. However, for people listening, yeah, it might have been a bit much, and it's probably not what you were used to, because this is usually supposed to be like a casual, fun show. You know, we do have topics, but it's not like crazy. And I'm sorry for that, okay? Like, that's all I can say. So anyway, aside from that, all right, everybody, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is... The Grim Rants Live, and I guess we can... I don't think we're going to do this one uncut, because, I mean, obviously there's nothing I have to... That was another issue, but we're not going to talk about that. But anyway, we don't have anything to say that, you know, would be bad if it was... I'm not going to go into it. Anyway, so the topic... We've had some German Shepherds acting out lately, and I mean in the entertainment industry. First of all, we had, what was it, Cardi B. Cardi B, I already don't like her fucking music. She's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
She's entitled. And she's got a real bad reputation to begin with. And I'm not talking about the fucking Axel Rudy Pell song. I'm talking about this bitch has a real bad reputation. And basically, she said she was thirsty. So some fan... No, wasn't it... yeah, some fan threw... what was it? A can of water at her or something? Some kind of... He threw something at her, and then she threw the microphone at him and hit him.
Wow.
And she could be possibly sued for that because it's an abuse... It's a... What is it? An abuse claim? A claim or something like that? The person claims that, yeah, that she was abused by Cardi B or he or she. Whoever did it. Anyway, it's a pretty shitty situation. Yeah, you're not supposed to really throw something at somebody if they say they're thirsty. But I don't think the person intended on, you know, plowing Cardi B with a fucking can of whatever it was. I think they were just throwing it to him and she didn't expect it. And she got hit, so she retaliated and knocked the shit out of the person with a microphone. Damn. No studio mics are heavy. So I don't know. You can really fucking knock somebody out and give them a concussion.
Heavy weight on the bottom of them to keep them from tipping over if they're the ones I'm thinking.
Well, she didn't take, like, the mic stand. She took the mic itself, just the microphone itself, which has a little bit of weight to it. I don't know how much compared to a... You know, I've used mics. That's something I use a lot in my...
It's better than hitting someone with your hand, I suppose, but it doesn't have enough reach to give you that kind of clubbing.
Yeah. Anyway, that was pretty fucking crazy. So that was just the tip of the iceberg. Because then Lizzo... I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a fucking joke at first. I sent it to Drex. I was like, Drex, you're never going to believe this. And basically, I was laughing. I was like, there's no way this can be true. But apparently, Lizzo decided to, according to the article, basically she had a bunch of these dancers gather around and she had them eating bananas out of each other's vagina. And some of them felt very uncomfortable with it, yet she would join in a cheer saying, eat it, eat it, eat it, you know. And a lot, like I said, the dancers were made uncomfortable and they came out about it. And of course now Lizzo is trying to say that she's having weight. Like, I don't know, or her weight was the problem. Or I mean, her weight's always been a problem, but... You know, don't blame on...
Apparently she was doing the fat shaming. She was fat shaming.
Yeah, because she says that she doesn't allow...
Imagine getting fat shamed by Lizzo, of all people.
She says she doesn't allow her dancers to gain weight. Her dancers are not allowed to gain weight. And another dancer said that basically Lizzo had... asked her to audition, and the auditions were so fierce that she had to soil herself and just keep on going. So,
yeah,
some of these dancers are great, big, huge German shepherds. Like, they're great, big, I'm not saying they're German shepherds, but they're great, big black women. And I worked at a nursing home where I basically posted this in Drexel server, but I don't think anybody saw it. But I worked in a nursing home. And there was this great big 400-pound old black woman. She was big, and she had like a childlike vocabulary because I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she had a stroke or something like that. But anyway, the kids would just give grandma candy. That's literally it. So grandma continued to get fatter and fatter and fatter. And I was a janitor at this damn nursing home. So guess who had to deal with her turds? And folks, let me tell you something about these monstrous German Shepherd turds. Oh my God. These turds, they're like trying to chop a great big thick slab of hickory. I mean, you've damn near got to take an axe and cut them so that they'll fit in the fucking toilet. I mean, down the drain. They're that big. They're just monstrous things.
Wow.
And I'll never in my life do this ever again. That was it. After
that was it. Again, you're bold enough to do it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it once, and that was all. Like, usually,
I would have been. I don't need the money. Bye.
Right. Well, to be absolutely fair, the job required very little, so I wasn't that worried about even one crazy shit job because I was on call. I was an on-call maintenance man, which basically meant I did fuck all. I read books and I listened to music, and basically they only called me when they needed something. So that was it. So I wasn't too upset about that job. I rather enjoyed it at the time. It's like, I did fuck all and I was on call, and there was only a few times where I had to cut giant turds. Or fuck with giant turds. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, think about it. If we're talking about these great big German Shepherds, these great big black women, and the size of the poop, we're talking about this woman auditioning like she's twerking on stage. All of a sudden, this great big, huge, monstrous, you know, just there's this flatulent sound, and then like a turd just rolls out of the, you know, while she's doing the twerking. It just falls on the stage and she keeps on going. Like, that's what I'm thinking. When she says she soils herself, that's the first thing. I'm like, okay, so she shit on the stage. There's a great big fucking monstrous, what do you want to name it, turd? You know, Cheech and Chong style. Hey, what do you want to name it?
The great mighty.
And, And fucking, she's like, oh no, don't worry about that. I'm gonna keep on going. that's just a little poop. That's just a little poop. We ain't gonna worry about that.
I mean, yeah, I've seen cases where poop can make better musical numbers than most musicians these days.
Well, they had a Sleep Token concert where somebody in the audience farted so loud that you could hear it on the stage. I mean, and everybody was laughing, and they're like, man, this sounds better than the band's music. They should have just incorporated the fart into their song. Okay, I know how to beat this guy. Okay. I know how to beat this guy. Oh, he's gonna do that bullshit. Alright, hold on. Alright. You have to fight him like Blizzard Buffalo. Basically, he charges at you, and you have to get his horn stuck into the yeah, and then you can hit him. All right. Sorry, I'm fighting a boss right now. But yeah, that is absolutely nuts. Like, I never expected shit like that to happen. Lizzo has been basically canceled for horrible employee conduct. Basically, she's being compared to Ellen right now. And that's not a good comparison. You do not fucking want to be compared to Ellen. There's even a meme where they replace Ellen's face with hers. I'm like, yep. Well, see, they thought they could get away with it. And to me, it just sounds like Hollywood elite degeneracy and bullshit. Oh, eat these bananas out of their vaginas. And they make
them. I'm sorry. What?
They make them do that. They make them do that shit. Just, it's like a hazing thing. I guarantee they do that shit just because they can, because they know that these people. Oh yeah, we can make them do anything. And Lizzo, of course, she makes herself out to be like a role model for women. So you got to think about what Katy Perry does. You gotta think about what Taylor Swift does. You gotta think about what all these women, you know, because they try to make them out to be like harmless pop idols.
I mean, you also gotta realize that that Katy Perry's Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift started as a country singer.
Yeah.
Katy Perry started as a Christian singer.
Yeah, she did.
And now I did not know that one.
Yeah,
I knew Taylor Swift.
But also, Katy Perry used to also go to the punk and hardcore clubs.
Yeah.
Where they grew up at all the time.
Yeah,
so.
I knew that.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. These pop princesses, they don't... I mean, I gotta make this really clear. Just because somebody makes pop music because it makes money doesn't mean that they listen to it. They don't...
They failed at... Taylor Swift failed at country singing, so she switched to pop.
Yeah, she got extremely popular with it.
Yeah?
The shitty part is she's been labeled the new Madonna.
Oh. Oh, give me a break.
No, because they're selling out more tickets than Madonna.
Yeah, she has. She is definitely...
Then again, Madonna's, old?
Yeah.
She's also going crazy and grabbing random people and making out with them, and everyone's going, that's not okay.
What, Taylor Swift is doing that? Taylor Swift?
No, Madonna.
Oh, well, yeah, Madonna. She's...
Like, everyone has, like, to the point that people are going, if you try to touch me, I will push shit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and it's just Madonna is losing herself on stage because no one is wanting basically anything she's bringing.
Oh, yeah, of course. She's got to realize she should have retired years ago. She needed to retire. Madonna should have retired. A lot of others retired. I know Paula Abdul came out with a record a couple of years. But again, they're not doing these massive shows anymore. A lot of people have quit. I mean... She needs to hang it up. Cher hung it up, didn't she? I mean, a lot of people have hung it up.
I mean, Cher hung it up once her husband was...
Right.
Most likely...
Yeah.
Most likely murdered at the ski resort.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. He was totally murdered. They found those two dudes there. They showed up. They had guns and bullets in their coats.
Oh, really?
And they were looking to handle business, and then he died.
Oh.
At the ski resort.
So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, like I said, these pop princesses or whatever, yeah, they don't just listen to fucking pop music. They don't listen to the top. I mean, they might at some point, but it's not like their main music. I'm sure, you know, as a matter of fact, they probably get tired of it. They're like, oh, man, I'm surrounded by this crap all the time. So they probably look for something different.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, see, a lot of the people, these stars... What we see on the screen isn't what these people actually are. It's what they're marketed to be. They just tell them, hey, we need you to like this and act like this. And people are stupid. They still believe it. They're like, oh, so-and-so likes this because, well, they want him to like that because it makes him marketable for that audience. If so-and-so doesn't listen to or like this or that, then they become uncool. And if they're uncool, they don't make as much money. And if they don't make as much money, then the stockholders get fucking pissed. If you piss off the stockholders, well, hell comes down. So, yeah, that's how it fucking works. And it's always been like that. You literally think all these damn people... Like, even in heavy metal. Like, oh, yeah, they only listen to metal. No, they fucking don't only listen to metal. I'm sorry. Your favorite metal bands do not listen to just metal. Corey Taylor, I guarantee he doesn't just listen to heavy metal music. He likes heavy metal music, but he doesn't just listen to that. Remember when Jonathan Davis promoted Busta Rhymes and he knew a lot of the songs word for word when they did an episode of Cribs with him, because he actually liked rap and hip-hop music. He liked that. I don't know if he does now, but I know he did back then. There's a lot of people that like different kinds of music. Country singers? Oh, sure, all the country singers, they just listen to country? No, that's bullshit. Everybody listens to everything.
Country music is a psyop designed to keep people from moving here. Let them keep doing their thing. I'm okay with this.
Country music is also the simpiest music in the world. Change my mind.
Why should I? You're right.
Well, it is now. It is now, but it used to be R&B.
I guess.
It used to be R&B.
Still a lot of simpy country songs, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a lot of them. They're really getting bad. Country is taking the R&B's crown for the simpiest music fucking ever made. I mean, they're getting simpier than Boys to Men. And
right?
Yeah.
The Catholic is disappointed that that was not a delivery service.
Oh, man.
Damn!
Okay, but we have another topic. Nintendo. Nintendo has been, as we talked about on other shows, really upset with people pirating its games, especially Tears of the Kingdom. Ooh, man, that was bad. It's going to lose us so much money. But guess what? Nintendo reports that they have had the highest earnings in the history of the company. Yes, since Nintendo was first established.
They're not losing anything from that game. They're just gaining.
As a Japanese company, we're talking about Famicom days. Huh?
We would have made more money if the pirates didn't steal from us. It doesn't matter if we made record sales.
They made not only record sales, they made more money than they ever have in the history of the company. Nintendo's been around for a very long time, and they've never made so much money as they have this year.
So you're saying Tears of the Kingdom may have single-handedly saved them from the failure of the Wii U.
And not only that, but also keep in mind that Nintendo also made money off the Mario Brothers movie. It was a combination of Super Mario and Tears of the Kingdom, according to the report. So we're going to get a hell of a multiverse. We are probably going to get a live Smash. I think we are going to get not a live action Smash. God, no. But we are going to get a Smash movie eventually. They're going to
do. Oh, I know. It's all set up for like a Mario Kart movie.
Yeah, I know that, but they're not gonna do it right away.
Wasn't there a Mario Kart segment in the movie?
Yeah,
that was one of the trailers.
Yeah, half of the movie at the end is Mario Kart.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's really good because they do something that Mario Kart doesn't do. Give it a boss. There's actually a fucking boss that they have to. Yeah, and the boss is cool. It actually has an ability to like crunch up cars, Twisted Metal style. And I'm like, dude, if they did this to actual Mario, I'd play more Mario Kart.
Yeah, they should do that.
All I know is that the Luigi Mansion movie's happening, the Donkey Kong movie's happening.
Wow.
There's talk of a Metroid movie being made by the same people that made Mario, and a Legend of Zelda movie.
Legend of Zelda movie. Right, that's all they need to fucking focus on.
I wonder how they'll do the Zelda movie. Will they keep Link silent? Or will they
No. They're going to give him a voice.
They'll give him a voice, for sure. For sure they'll give him a voice.
Mostly it's going to be some random...
That's good.
...famous celebrity voicing.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad
they
did that.
It'd be funny if it was Chris Pratt again.
The thing that'll happen is if the sales go, he may in the game end up getting Link speaking in the games.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like it's going to go that way anyway. The days of the silent protagonist are going away. I mean, I like the idea of the silent protagonist, but I think the silent protagonist is going away. But it does make me yearn for the old Chrono Trigger days where Chrono would just nod and shake his head when...
Silent protagonists are only good if it's a choose-your-own-adventure game.
Yeah, those
Link
are good.
Link has done so much. Now, Link, I'm sure Link has a bunch of shit to say.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
give me a fucking jar.
And they can pull it off as though... His voice was sealed away because of something.
Can we be honest, though? It wouldn't really work for Link to be a silent protagonist in a movie. Like, I don't think that would work. I don't think people would like that. You gotta really think about... Because I know people are gonna bitch about...
The only people that would complain and go, why is he silent? Or the fanboys that are screaming that didn't want this to begin with.
Right.
Because there's motherfuckers when the Mario movie was announced and shown, even with the trailer. No, that's not my Mario.
I know.
They need to stop making this movie.
And it still made gangbusters, so, you know, people liked it. Just like people liked Barbie. You know what? We have to fucking bite the bullet here. I know, Barbie, huge feminist movie. Yes, there's some awesome Ken stuff that they didn't plan on being as popular, but it did, and I'm glad for it. But guess what? That movie made more money than anyone ever thought in the history of mankind. And guess what?
That movie has not slowed down either,
no,
has it?
No, it has not slowed down.
I was thinking it would slow down after the first weekend.
I know, I remember you saying that. And no, it has not. It is on track to beat some big movies right now. I'm like, holy shit. It's made more money than The Dark Knight.
Well,
like, damn.
So much for it won't go broke, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not happening anymore. They found the audience. They literally found the audience.
Damn.
And I told you this was going to happen. I told you guys.
So the audience is women, basically.
Yeah, women and children. But also, we got to keep in mind that the Barbie movie is now a litmus test for dating. They've been talking about it.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's a good idea. Because it shows if your girlfriend is upset that you didn't like the Barbie movie, then yeah, your relationship is built on nothing. Like if she wants to break up with you because you didn't like the Barbie movie, your relationship had nothing to fucking stand on in the first fucking place.
Yeah, that's true.
It's absolute ridiculous. And if your girlfriend broke up with you because of this fucking movie, like, good. I'm glad. Go find yourself an actual woman that doesn't give a shit whether you like a movie. It's like, oh, you didn't like this movie? Okay, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter because our relationship isn't
built
on.
But this works both ways because there's also the dudes that get pissed off. That they don't understand. Why don't you understand, like, Rambo and all this? These are great movies.
Right?
Like, literally, there's people that have got... They don't understand the stuff, like, Rambo stuff. Why don't they understand why it's a good movie?
Can I be honest about the Rambo? Like, I've seen the Rambos. I'll be honest about them. Rambo 1 had a real good story because it had a purpose. It was John Rambo, and he was suffering from
first
PTSD.
First Blood, right?
Yeah, First Blood.
So I think it's First Blood, then Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
And then
Rambo
3.
Rambo 3.
Which doesn't make no fucking
Rambo
sense.
Rambo Last Blood.
Yeah, AVGN did a video on that, and it's like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, chronologically confused.
Yeah.
He's done quite a few of those.
And, basically...
He'd have an aneurysm if he went... If you went over Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah. Those are real bad. But Rambo. Basically, let's be honest with you. Rambo 2. I can break down the whole fucking plot of Rambo 2. Man goes into Vietnam. He gets drafted. You know, it's a whole big thing. He's like, he goes in. We got to save these hostages.
Right.
He finds this woman. He basically shoots and kills a whole bunch of... There's all these really good fucking kills and shit. He does awesome shit throughout the whole movie. And then he wins. And they're done. It's over with. He says, I don't want to fight with these people anymore. Fuck these people. You know, that's it. That's literally it. The people that hire him, he didn't really fucking want to work for in the first place. He fucking does their job anyway.
Right.
He fucking takes them out and says, I didn't want to work with you anyway. Fuck you, the government, all that shit. And then Rambo 3. Right. Rambo 3. Okay, they're in the desert. And we got to save some hostages. and let's just fucking guns blazing and all that shit. Whatever. Rambo's story doesn't get interesting till Rambo fucking 5. Rambo fucking 5.
Wait, 5? I thought Last Blood was 4.
Last Blood was 4, I'm sorry. No. Didn't they have John Rambo? Yeah. John Rambo was Rambo 4.
Alright, they did! You're right! Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. John Rambo was Rambo 4. I remember Rambo 4 because Rambo 4 had that awesome scene where he killed a million men with that.
It wasn't Rambo, it was just Rambo.
With the gun turret.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes, Rambo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's first blood.
Yeah.
It's first blood. Rambo first. Rambo first two, blood part two. Rambo three. Rambo, yep. And Rambo Last Blood.
Yes.
Okay,
Rambo,
yeah, there are 5 movies.
Yes, Rambo Last Blood had one of the best fucking stories. Because that's the one where his daughter basically... I mean, a lot of people are talking about Sound of Freedom. It's pretty much that. But anyway, what happens in Rambo Last Blood is his daughter, or his adopted daughter, you know, goes out to... I think she goes out to meet with somebody or some guys, and he tells her not to. And she gets trafficked into Mexico, and she becomes a sex slave. And Rambo has to go in there and fucking save her from the cartel and fight the cartel. And the cartel come his way, but he sets up traps. And these traps are awesome. Nice. He completely destroys the fucking cartel by himself with all these awesome traps and stuff. And again, it's just to get his daughter back, which he doesn't save her. I think she actually does die in that one. She did actually die, but he gets his revenge.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, because they killed her. Ooh. They fucking turned her into a sex slave and they murdered her. So that's what pisses him off. And he gets revenge on the
murder. That's just bad business.
Oh, yeah, it's a hell of a movie, but it's real good. And it's the way it should have ended. But yeah, the Rambo movies, they're good, but they're not... but again, let's compare the Rambo to the Barbie. Let's break down the Barbie. What was Barbie? Barbie was basically a doll that had... The woman that played with her was having feelings of getting old, basically. That's all it is. She was thinking about getting old and getting fat. That's literally fucking it. And then Barbie is like... And then Barbie is like, oh, hey, what about if we all died or something happened? So then talks to Weird Barbie, and Weird Barbie's like, oh, you gotta find the one that played with you. So then they go to...
Barbie is literally an existential crisis fucking
Yeah,
movie.
That's it. That's it. And it's...
At the end, she literally just becomes a bimbo in real life.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm saying
is... I'm not even joking. It ends with her becoming a real-life bimbo and then going to the genealogy.
Oh, yeah. Center.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, but what I was saying is...
So the moral of the story is, it's okay, you can become a bimbo and be happy.
Yeah. Well, see, but what I was saying with Barbie... You know, obviously, yeah, there's Ken's story, but Ken's story is like, okay, he's mistreated. Nobody wants
there's
anything.
There's 5 fucking different Kens.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. There's a lot. But I'm saying that most Kens are mistreated and don't care about. Okay, fine. I understand men can see themselves in that. Especially men today see themselves in that.
Ken is not like a running gun. Nobody cares about Ken.
Yeah, nobody cares about Ken. Men. It's just a couple letters off. H-I-J-K-L-M. So, yeah.
The joke is that Barbie is just a straight bimbo hypno movie.
That's funny, but...
Which kind of how the story is. Kinda, and kinda wrong at the same time.
Alright. So, anyway...
Literally, they go to the toy maker, toy lady, and they go, make me a real person.
Yeah.
And that person's like, I'll make you real. So apparently, in the real world, there's a machine that turns dolls into real people.
Yeah! Good on you for noticing that, because that's true.
But yet they state that literally nothing of Barbie or magic happens in real life, and it's normal. But then when they go to the toy place, they literally have a machine that can turn dolls into real. Which means they have used that machine before.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they've used that machine before. They're not fooling anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once you realize that, Barbie becomes a horror movie because they have a machine that they can turn dolls real.
Yep. Pretty much. Alright, hold on.
Well, that's when you, like, bring Phil's product line in there and just make them...
Yeah!
No. So, they'll all be with an existential crisis.
Let there be chaos.
Yeah.
No, more like let them go to the genealogy place to figure out their genes.
Oh, okay. Give me a second, guys. It's a real confusing. Oh my god! Why did you make a jump like that? That's a fucking Jesus jump. Ah! Wow, this level sucks. Oh my god, I need cheats. And just. I'm sorry.
Also, officially, also globally, Barbie has hit 900 million.
I know. But basically, let's go back to the story let's go back to the story of Barbie aside from all the bimbo stuff. We're just going to break this down and talk about how really deep, which isn't really that deep at all, this story is. It's basically like, okay, so breaking it down as simply as I can, it's a doll that the owner or the one that's playing with it has an existential crisis and they're afraid of being old. And basically, Barbie gets caught into it. She has to go find the person that played with her. She finds the person to play with her. Ken comes along. He realizes he's mistreated. So when they come back, he's like, okay, we gotta change and overthrow Barbie. So that's patriarchy, and patriarchy is good. And then after that, she's like, no, patriarchy's not good. So they have to get rid of patriarchy, and after they get rid of patriarchy, then Barbie's like, you know what, fuck it, I don't even want to be a doll in the first place, I want to be a Barbie, I want to be a human being. And then after that, she goes to the fucking gynecologist. End story, that's it. That's literally fucking it. That's all it is. Like, putting it all into perspective, it's literally that.
They just speedrun the entire Toy Story trilogy in one go.
Yeah, because I noticed that Ken also fucking tortured toys in the Toy Story 3 movie, I believe. Or was it Toy Story 2? I can't remember which one, but... No, I think it was Toy Story... Yeah,
I never said that tortured toys.
No, but they said
one.
It was Ken that actually did it. Ken and Barbie were the bad guys in one of the Toy Stories.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I looked it up because...
I've only seen the first two Toy Stories.
Because in the villains wiki, there's two entries. There are two entries for Ken in the villains wiki. The first one is...
Wow.
Yes, the first one is Ken from Toy Story. And the second one is Ken from Barbie. Yep. He is considered the antagonist of the film.
Wow.
Yeah, he is literally the antagonist of the film.
Wow.
And it's explained what happened. Like, they literally explain what happened to him. God, this level is hard. Jesus, why did they make the difficulty so hard? I'm toward the end of the game, that's why. Alright, just give me a second, guys. They're probably going to put me on those Jesus jumps again. And also, they've got Ninja Gaiden Wind. Like, literally, they put Ninja Gaiden Wind on this stage. If you know what Ninja Gaiden Wind is, it's basically the wind that... It doesn't change direction. It just... It blows you back. It's off and on wind. So you have to avoid the wind, and when it's not windy, you can jump. For those that are actually seeing this live, you could see what I'm talking about, but you guys probably can't, so just kind of imagine it. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm having to do right now in this game. Okay. And the whole damn stage is Ninja Gaiden Wind, by the way. It's not just certain parts of the stage. All of it has the wind. Let's see. Like, all of your best gaming memories and some of your worst. And you can pick it up at GOG. Yeah, it literally has the Donkey Kong minecarts. And there's, like, bullshit in those, too. Let's see. A friend of mine back in the day, he had a theory. He said, he didn't really have a theory. He had a pet peeve. He said, if a game has a fucking minecart level in it, I'm not playing it. That's basically what he said. But, oh my god! Sorry, guys. I didn't realize they were gonna throw this whole bullshit at me while I'm sitting here trying to do a show. But that's one thing about doing a live show while you're playing a game.
Yeah. Level in Earthworm Jim.
The what? What level?
Clearly, you never played the water level.
I've played the water level. That's one of the hardest levels. I think I used Game Shark to beat Game
Shark. That level is impossible. Yeah, I've never. I've gotten up to that point.
I think I've beaten it.
If anyone ever is to do the brain surgery on me, they have to be able to beat that level or they're not doing it.
Yeah, that level is
level is just—it's
like
impossible.
If you can beat this level without cracking the glass, I'll let you dig into my brain.
Yeah, without cracking the glass, right? Because that's the part.
I want you.
Yeah.
No hit run, no practice. First time, go.
Yep. No hit run.
Well,
God,
he did it. I guess I'm going under.
Yeah, see, that's hard to do. But I know there's some real pros out there that can actually do that shit. Because I've seen some shit on the internet where it's like, what? It's like, that's not that hard. There was one guy that used to do debunking the difficulty, but he didn't do that many videos on it. He's basically showing you how to do some of the harder games on Nintendo. But I don't think he did any more of them. Shit. Yeah, this game...
Yeah, I think he started with, like, some classic Nintendo games. Yeah, Super Mario World ain't that hard, guys. Donkey Kong actually has a nice difficulty curve. What's Battletoads? Oh, fuck, my channel's over, isn't it?
I think he did Battletoads.
Shut up and let me make my joke.
He did Battletoads, he did Ninja Gaiden. He did a lot of really hard games. I think he did Captain Planet. Holy crap. He did Silver Surfer. Yeah, he did Silver Surfer. He showed exactly what you're supposed to do in Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer on the NES is stupid hard.
Yeah, but he showed exactly. He said, well, see, you don't realize there's certain things in the game that a lot of people aren't even focusing on. And when he actually pointed them out, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I didn't see that. Because, see, he wants people to kind of look at the games in a different way and... Man, this level sucks. They could have got rid of this fucking level.
And they kind of worry about the Super Nintendo games because they were designed to be one.
Yeah.
Like, I feel all these NES people became fucking...
You know the funny thing? You know the funny thing? A lot of games were easier in Japan because In Japan, video game rentals were outlawed.
Yeah.
Thanks to Nintendo.
Yeah.
But they weren't successful in banning game out that.
Right.
Nintendo didn't have the same success in the West, so that's why games were harder over here.
Right.
Oh, how the roles have changed.
I know.
Absolutely.
But then around the time of the PlayStation 1, they didn't need to make games harder because the games were just longer anyway.
Nah, get away. I got this cat. Hold on. Cat is clawing at the fucking door. Hold on. Yeah, we're still going. We're still live, but give me a second.
I'm not surprised.
There we go. That'll stop it. I just have to hit the door and it'll realize it's not supposed to do that. It's a young cat. Alright, so that's done. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, it's been It's been an interesting couple of days. Obviously, I realize there's nothing wrong with me. I got my blood test back, and turns out there's nothing wrong with me at all. Doctor said your blood test was just fine. I was like, really? It's like, yep. It's just anxiety. So they put me on hydroxyzine, which I'm only supposed to take when needed. And you can't really overdose. Like, you can't really take too much of it or take it for too long because your body adapts to it. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I was going to get a weed card, but I forgot. I literally forgot. Yeah, because I was on hydroxyzine and completely forgot. That might be one of the... I mean, it lulls you... It lulls everything. So it even kind of makes it hard to pee in the morning. It calms everything down. And she gave me a really low dose. It's only like 25 milligrams. So I'd like to see what a high dose can do. But they said it's like it's hard to withdraw from. I was like, yeah, but it's only 25 milligrams, so... it's not, like, super effective. It's just, it lulls you lulls you out a little bit so that you're not, like, your heart's not beating fast and your brain's not scrambled or whatever. You know, like, thinking about a million things at one time. Because that can be what it's like with anxiety. You know, you just got everything going on at once. Your head's constantly spinning. That shit. But anyway, that was all worked out. They also gave me trazodone, but I'm not taking it. One of the side effects is suicidal thoughts. I'm like, nope, no thank you. Don't need those. If I can prevent those, I won't take it. They're like, oh yeah, but that's not in everybody. Yeah, but I don't want to be the one person out of that, you know? Like, I don't want to be, it's that guy. You're the suicidal thoughts guy. Nope. No thank you. Can you make a version that doesn't have the suicidal thoughts? Can you, Big Pharma? Please, please? If you make one that doesn't have the suicidal thoughts, like whatever chemical you're using, whatever cheap-ass fucking chemical you're using, like, use a different chemical.
So that's what they ended up doing with Belle Delphine's water. They turned it into suicidal thought juice.
It's like, yeah, you want to use another chemical other than what you're using? Because you know this shit's made in India and a lot of, you know, certain countries where the quality's probably less than what you'd expect it to be. Like, a lot of people think, oh yeah, my medicine is pure and safe. And then you don't even realize where it's made. And, like, literally how all this shit works. It's hilarious. Well, people are stupid, you know. That's the thing. People are stupid. They don't think about where their medicine comes from. Most of medicine comes from India. I'm not saying India is really, you know, like a...
No, it is ignorance. They just don't tell you by design.
I mean, remember, Quaaludes were made by an Indian doctor. Mm. Dots, not feathers.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. Okay, and with that,
I learned that from Wolf of Wall Street.
And with that, since we're on the hour, I'm going to be out. We'll continue for a little longer, but I am going to be out, and I will see you next time on Grim Rants Live.